Welcome to the NFT Update Podcast with your hosts, KJ and Zach, co-founders of the Side Ducks NFT Project. We're here to chat with other awesome NFT projects and experts that share a passion for the space. We're sharing insights for NFT collectors, creators, and artists, no matter if you're on Ethereum, Solana, or Cardano. Whether you're new to the space or you're a veteran minter, this podcast is for you. Tune in regularly so you don't miss out on the latest and greatest trends and topics in the NFT space. You're listening to the NFT Update.
Hey, Vishwa, thanks for joining. Been hyping your project quite a bit. As many people know, we now have a Psyduck character in your metaverse, so that was a big win for us. Congratulations again on your second launch. And yeah, lots of good questions that I hope to ask. And then without further ado, let's jump right into it. So Hatsunama, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then also your role within the project?
Well, I'm the partnership manager. So mostly my job is to make new friends. That's basically the way I see it. I get to reach out and talk to all the different projects and see all the different new things that are coming out and meet different people and go through and see which projects would be the best fit to be hanging out and playing with us in the metaverse. I'm sorry, I'm being attacked by dogs. I met the team at Vishwa because I was working for a couple of other projects. I've been in the NFT space for quite a while now, but I got completely rugged by one of the projects that I was working for. And Vishwa was helping rugged projects, handing out free NFTs. And they said that I was doing great work over there. You know, it's too bad that they left. Why don't you come over here and help us out doing this? And we've just been thick as thieves ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I haven't quite heard a story like that. But yeah, I mean, what I can tell, you've been doing really well in just building relationships. And while we're on the topic, can you just explain for the listeners like how time consuming getting partnerships is because I'm kind of doing that while doing like a bunch of other things. And I think people don't really get like how much effort is really involved there.
Oh, it's a lot. It's going in new Discords all the time, watching the communities interact with each other and how they interact with you before you, you know, even tell them that you're there and that's what you're there for. Researching, reading white papers, reading websites, just all the roadmaps and going through Twitters, and it's constant stuff. And then that's just before you even actually start working with them and talking to them about the specifics, and everybody has a different idea. And some teams are really big and you have a group chat with like 15 people all trying to do different ideas and wanting to do different stuff all at the same time. It's a constant mess.
Yeah, definitely. So I definitely obviously want to keep the focus on Vishwa, but I think you mentioned an important point in looking at roadmaps, reading white papers. So when you're evaluating a potential project to partner with, what are some of the things that you're looking for? And then maybe what are like maybe one or two red flags as well?
We're looking for teams that are already building, that are already doing, that are creating, that have brought together people that want to and have the ability to make the things that they're already aiming to create, rather than saying like, we want you to buy the 3,000 NFTs we have for Two Soul, and then we're going to try really hard to find developers. I promise.
Definitely. I totally hear that. Well, let's dive into Vishwa itself. So obviously you kind of joining the team after they had kind of put together their initial kind of NFTs and whatnot. But what is kind of the inspiration for Vishwa from your perspective?
Well, Vishwa itself, the word means universe in Sanskrit. So it's the inspiration is having a world for people to go to, a place where NFTs become more than just your PFP, more than just a piece of artwork that you're passing back and forth. It becomes something that you can interact with, something that more physical. It's less than just something digital on a screen. It becomes something that you can actually use, something that's to your benefit even.
Definitely. And that's, I actually recognize that Vishwa, and I knew that it meant universe, and that's what got me really curious in the project to kind of begin with, because I am Indian, so I did see that, but really cool. And then, so I think there's been some confusion, at least in our Psyduck community, because I know a lot of our holders of Psyduck NFTs have also purchased Vishwa NFTs, and they've been able to kind of play around with it. So talk to me about the benefits of holding a Vishwa, because as I understand it, like right now, you've been in your early stages and you're kind of making it open to the public just to, I assume, to like build hype and test out functionality. But talk to us about, you know, longer term, what is holding the actual NFT going to provide?
Well, with the newest update, it brings you the ability to fly with the ship that you actually own. There were a couple issues with that. So if anybody does end up having any issues with being able to fly with the ship that they own, do let us know in our Discord and we will fix that immediately. But otherwise, you just fly around with the default craft. And when we get the next couple of updates going and we really get into the win to earn mechanics, you won't be able to join the metaverse without the Vishwa spacecraft NFT. So you'll have to have the spacecraft in order to fight the space pirates, play almost any of the extra mini games that we have to collect the passive income by renting out or loaning out your NFT for others to be able to play with and earn for you. And then of course, you'll have to have your Psyducks or whatever your avatar you want to have. So that way you can roam and explore the planet rather than just being able to be in the spacecraft. So the main benefits at the moment are being able to fly with the craft that you own. In the future, you won't be able to join us at all if you don't own one of the 3,333 crafts.
Awesome. And I definitely want to dive into earning the tokens. But before that, I know there's a lot of attributes that you have: mother planet, a mothership, spacecraft, weapons. Can you talk to us a little bit about like what some of those mean and how that would kind of impact some of the earnings of the tokens?
Yeah, each one of them has different strategic advantages. Of course, those haven't exactly been revealed yet because we haven't gotten that far into the game. But the home planet and the mothership has to do with where you'll start out in the game, and your strategic advantage will be where you're placed in the universe or your ability to try not to give away too much. Your ability to collect things so that you can build and create and craft and evolve your NFT and the different things that you own in the game. The spacecrafts, of course, different ones will be different speeds. Different weapons will have different amounts of damage that they'll do on each thing. The robots are going to be there for you when you are not around, and you'll be able to send the robot out to go collect things for you while you're gone. Better robots will collect faster, will collect more, different stuff like that. The melee weapon, absolutely fully plan on having these avatars in melee combat at some point. So your melee weapon, of course, will give you an advantage of how much damage it's going to do versus all that other stuff. Which ones will work better against other ones? There's so much. We've got a lot coming, and it's going to take us a good amount of time to get there. But we're slowly and surely, we're going to get to all these different things that you guys are going to be able to have for sure.
Awesome. I mean, I will say our listeners can keep secrets, so feel free to share any secrets that you have. We can keep it under wraps. So
the planets, the mother planets, there's not a whole lot I can give away just yet. The next thing we've got coming is going to be the big secret is going to be that we're doing properties, places for people to live. I won't give you any more specifics on what those will look like or how that'll work for everybody, but there will definitely be a place for everybody to live soon. We don't want anybody to be running around homeless.
Awesome. I love that. Great. And so let's talk a little bit about the tokens. So I know that those are something that you'll be releasing soon. So those are going to be your own kind of Vishwa tokens, correct?
Yeah, it'll be just money sign Vishwa.
Got it. Sweet. Here at Psyduck, like, I love being able to provide our community with multiple options to be able to earn tokens. So like, of course, our staking is going live in about another week or so. So I know people have been waiting on that, but providing the ability, we have partnership with Creatures, Infungibles, and then you'll be kind of the third. So can you share anything more specific about the benefits of your tokens? Are they going to be backed by a liquidity pool or anything like that?
Yeah, they'll definitely be backed by a liquidity pool. There's going to be a lot of reasons for you to want to hold and use them within the game to advance yourself and to use them in different things. We considered charging for different portals, maybe to go into other metaverses, a little of each token from each. We were working with you guys on a couple of things, building so that way you can have your token and our token in there. It should be a governance token as well. There's really not a whole lot I can give away on that because we haven't put out the tokenomics just yet. But
yep, that's fair.
You'll win to earn. So we're going to be esports. It's not just going to be play to earn. So you won't just like simply play the game. You'll have to actually be good at it in order to win the tokens. There may or may not be an airdrop for holders. Big secrets. Other than that, I'm not sure what else I can really give away. You'll definitely have to use it in the game for several things. We're working on many different things for it to be more than just earn the token, sell the token. We want you to use it within the metaverse for many, many different things.
Got it. So with all the things we discussed previously with all the home planet and the spacecraft, so do you think there's a possibility to allow people to like upgrade, like a game like Fortnite, you know, people can upgrade their avatars? And is that something that you guys are also considering? So it's not just like what you've minted or bought off secondary, but you can, if you're very diligent and you're committed to earning in the game, like can those people utilize them in that manner?
There's definitely going to be ways to upgrade. Yes. Yes, I could say yes by playing and winning and being in the game and active. Yes, absolutely.
Great. And one thing I definitely wanted to highlight, I read the white paper that you have, and I know that you're also planning a battle royale feature where you can actually bet your NFTs. So it's kind of like win or go home and you lose your NFT as well.
You could bet NFTs, you could bet Vishva, you could bet Soul. Yeah, you can bet. We're working on several things that you could do with that for sure. We want people to be able to watch because it's going to be esports and you're going to be really good at it. We want people to be able to see and watch and be a part of it. So more than just being able to play with your Vishva, having that ship allows you the ability to go and watch other people that are really good at it play as well.
I love that. Obviously, we've seen a huge uptick over the past few years with Twitch and things like that, even on YouTube, huge gamer accounts. So I think that that's really smart with the future of that and planning for that. So that'll be great. And then I guess, so obviously we covered quite a bit related to your roadmap, but what are you maybe most excited about for this year ahead?
I'm most excited about the esports, being able to see everybody, the high scores, and seeing everybody grow and get better at the actual game, the more development and getting more features into it. I want to play hand to hand. I definitely want to fight with my Psyduck against a Neo toy. I'm really looking forward to that.
Awesome. And then the other thing is I want you to be able to sell Vishva a little bit. Obviously, we've seen a ton of different metaverse projects come up. A lot, you know, as you mentioned earlier, are kind of just have videos recorded and things like that and not really actual demos like how you've had in the past. So how does Vishva really differentiate from some of the other metaverse projects in your own words?
Well, the main reason why I chose to work with Vishva over any other metaverse project is they had a working game before anything else. They had the demo before. They even had the Discord, I believe. They had everything going. They had the team together. They had already built the majority of what they wanted to do. It's a goal that we have actually set out a plan to achieve.
Yep, definitely. And that's why I keep telling people that Vishva is the metaverse project that I'm most bullish on Solana for sure, for that same reason. Great. I think we covered pretty much everything that I was interested in. So anything that you'd like to add, Hatsunama, that we didn't really cover?
Yeah, we are definitely not alone. Walled gardens have saved and protected no one. I watched AIM die because AOL did not want to work with anyone else. And I couldn't talk to half of my friends because they were in another chat that I couldn't reach. So we are definitely working to reach out and make portals and connections with as many other metaverse projects as we can. We've already made connections with several and we fully plan on being interoperable with as many different metaverse projects as possible.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, even if you think about closed ecosystems, like, you know, I have an iPhone and then, you know, I have a MacBook and, you know, you're kind of locked in. And I think Apple gets a lot of slack for that. But, you know, being open, kind of open source, I have an engineering background and open source is the way to go.
Exactly.
And that's what actually scales. So I definitely love that. I mean, I actually wasn't even aware about the portals. That makes me even more bullish. But I will admit I've already aped too heavily on Fishbowl. So I don't know that I can add more, but I definitely will if there are ever any dips. And yeah, I mean, the hype is definitely there. I know you guys sold out this last launch in about an hour or so. So that was just fantastic without any real major hype or promotion from anyone other than just kind of your own page from what I was able to notice. So I think that that was great. So Zach, any questions from you? And then we'll open it up to any of our listeners, whether you want to request here or ask questions from our Discord.
Yeah, I was actually curious more about the esports side of things and how that's going to work. I did play Fishbowl a little bit, just flying around and shooting. But is that kind of like a closed ecosystem, like one versus one type thing, or how would that look?
It'll be one versus one, five versus five, you versus the bots, several different things. You'll just get the highest score, and the higher the score you are on the top list, the more Fishbowl tokens you'll earn.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So the tokens that you're referring to, I know you had mentioned them, they're like governance tokens and stuff. They'll be tradable on a DEX?
Definitely.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, that's all I had. I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing this with us. We love getting our Psyducks in more of these games, especially the pay-to-earn ones. It's really awesome to have.
Definitely, yeah. And I know you guys have the Psyducks in several other metaverses too, like I was saying before. I don't think anybody is going to be the one metaverse to do everything, because there's just literally an infinite amount of things that you can do. So there's going to be different ones that are specific to different things. And that's what we're aiming to be, is the esports at first, as long as also along with, you know, a place to come hang out and do the art. We have a lot of big plans for the art gallery as well, with the kind of on the back burner at the moment, but we're doing a lot of things with that too.
Yeah, and I think that that's really important to highlight, because obviously when one is looking at your NFTs and they start the initial gameplay, obviously it's more around the spacecraft. But that's what I was pleasantly surprised with the art gallery, because that's kind of functionality that the Enviro project essentially is just focused on, is just the art gallery. And I think there's a few more similar to that. But I mean, that's just like one small component of what you're offering. And then you also have the nightclub. So actually that reminded me, what are the plans for the nightclub? Like, obviously it's pretty cool. I've enjoyed walking around and exploring that, but is there more to come on that as well?
Definitely. Yes. Hopefully little DJ concerts and stuff. I want to try to add so that you can drink and make the green a little wavy and add a little feature with that. A couple little things. Yeah. We have little plans with that for sure. We also plan on opening a movie theater at some point to play videos and stream movies and stuff like that.
Awesome. I do see we have a speaker request. Peachy, if you want to go ahead and ask your question.
Welcome,
Peachy. Hey, guys. Happy to be here. Happy to be a Psyduck holder. I just wanted a quick question about the... You guys are talking about having different like gamers and stuff like that. I was wondering if you guys were maybe partnering with any streamers or any big names out there.
We were looking to. Are you a streamer?
No, I got a couple of buddies though that are streaming with. I don't know if you guys like know FaZe or Neo or those kind of people. I know I have a couple of buddies who work with different streamers.
We just had a big gamer high score, and they were giving away NFTs with Chill Chat the other day when we did the mint. They had a bunch of gamers doing that, so we're definitely looking for streamers. Yeah, if you know some people who want to do that, have them reach out for sure.
Awesome, cool. Looking forward to the future. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Thank you guys all for being here, by the way. Thank you guys all for listening.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I know you're super busy as well, so really appreciate that. So I'm not seeing any more requests or any questions in the Discord, so I think we can... Oh, one more request, I guess. Then we can wrap it up if there's no other questions. So
bring it.
Sunkern?
Hey, shout out to my fellow Dukes. I have a question regarding the portals that you mentioned earlier. Do these portals mean that you can portal between planets, or is this portal actually something like a connecting link between metaverses, like different metaverses? Like, example, I can open a portal to go into a portal? you know, the portal metaverse. Is that what you
mean? Yeah, like we've partnered with MetaHive right now. So if you hold a MetaHive when their metaverse is open, you'll be able to go into a portal either from theirs or from ours. And if you hold both NFTs, it'll just jump you from one to the next.
Okay, so this not just with them, but you have plans with multiple different links with other metaverses as well.
Definitely. Right? That's just the only one we've announced officially so far.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, a lot really of good questions today.
By the way. Awesome. Well, Atsunamo, again, thank you so much for jumping on. Thanks to our listeners as well. Really excited about what's to come with Vishva.
Definitely. Thank you. Excited to see what's coming with Psyduck.
For sure. Thanks so much. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a great day.
Have a great Sunday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the NFT Update Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter at NFT Update Pod. If you're interested in the Psyduck NFT collection, please visit our website at psyducks.com. Please consider recommending us to your family and friends. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on the latest episodes. We post regularly on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.